Welcome back to another episode on the Grow Through It podcast. I'm your host, Cassandra Austin McDonald. And here on the Grow Through It podcast, I share my life experiences and the stories of others as we are growing through life's ups and downs and coming out on the other side. Tune in as you may become inspired to evolve into the next best version of yourself. Welcome back, everyone, to another episode here on the Grow Through It podcast. I'm your host, Cassandra Austin McDonald. And today, once again, I am sharing a recording of a live stream I conducted about a day or two ago about the processes, the bridge to your promise. And I shared some really inspiring content that resonated with some of my community over on Facebook. And I thought I would share it with you all here. Stay until the end of this episode because I also make a special announcement about a 3-day masterclass I'm hosting this week called Crack the Love Code. And so if you are a woman who desires to either create the relationship of your dreams or up-level your current relationship, you want to make sure you stay until the end so that you can hear the juicy details about what that masterclass entails. See you inside the episode. Hey there, virtual world. Welcome back for day 56 of my 90-day live stream challenge. How are you? How are you doing? If you are tuning in and catching the replay, if you would type in hashtag replay so that I know that you were here and that I can say hello. If this is your very first time catching one of my live streams, welcome to my virtual space. My name is Cassandra Austin McDonald. I am a coach for high achieving and soulful women to be fulfilled in life and level legacy building. And I have been doing a 90-day live stream challenge over on my public Facebook page. However, occasionally I pop on over to my personal page and come live here just to mix it up a little bit. And so if you are tuning in and you are feeling a little bit generous today, if you would share this live stream, you never know who may be benefiting from this information I'm going to share. And let me know if you're here, if you're tuning in so that I can say hello. And as you are sharing, as you're typing in that you're tuning in, I'm going to share this as well because I have some folks over on my page that may want to know that I'm here. So give me a moment while I do that. I'm going to share this over there. How are y'all doing? Check in. Let me know. How are you feeling? How are you feeling? All right. So I was thinking about attempting to simultaneously do this live stream over on Instagram, but I think I'm going to not do the most and stay present with you all here on Facebook, and then I'll pop on over to Instagram afterwards. So how are you doing? How are y'all? Welcome to my virtual space. So as you can see by the title of this live stream, I titled this While They Judged the Process, I Was Creating a Blueprint to My Promised Land. On this journey called life, I have experienced so many ebbs and flows and peaks and valleys and highs and lows, as we all do. It's a part of the human experience. And a part of my own personal experience, I have had many experiences where I was judged by peers, by family, by friends, by whomever was in close proximity to me during my own process as I was navigating creating the life and love of my dreams. And from the outside looking in, it may have appeared to them that I was just being hot mess express because I wasn't settling down. I entered my 30s as a single woman, had never been married before, and was also a single mom. So, you know, I had these stereotypes and stigmas that people often like to judge me for and label me and all that good stuff. And then they also saw how free-spirited I was in my love life. You know, I was known for dating when I felt like it and being a free bird when I felt like it. I had my moments where I was in relationships that were clearly obvious they were no good to me, and my trauma responses often kept me stuck in those relationships for longer than I should have been in there, and found myself having these experiences with other people where I often felt judged. Have y'all ever felt that way where you know where you're at, it's not your final destination. You know that you are on a journey. You know that you're in the midst of a process, but to those outside of you, it may seem like you don't know what you're doing. It may seem like you're making poor choices. It may seem like you're in the wrong relationship. It may seem like you're going nowhere fast. And those experiences can be quite uncomfortable when you have a very clear vision, you're very connected to the desire, yet your current reality does not reflect that. It can actually create a lot of frustration where you may be feeling like, gosh, I know what I desire. I see it so clearly in my mind. Maybe you see the vision with your dream relationship, your ideal partner, and you're dealing with this knucklehead over here. Or maybe you're already with your person and you guys are going through a snafu in your relationship. You're like, gosh, I know we can be so much better than this. And you're in this moment of frustration. And then if you have anybody close to you who has any insight on your own process in life, they may even cast their own judgments and projections onto what those experiences appear to be. And I first want to share with you that you are not alone in that. And I know that it sucks. I know it doesn't feel good. I experienced quite a bit of that in my single days. You know, and even when I was with the mister and we were dating, you know, the mister and I did not have a conventional courtship. We dated for about, let's see here, about 2.5 years before we got engaged. And I remember after year one, everyone was like, when are you guys getting married? Why aren't you guys getting married yet? And I was thinking to myself, well, damn, it's only been a year, you know? And I know some people get married sooner, quicker, faster than that, and it works for them. However, to be frank, when I met the mister, it was unexpected when we met, for one. And yes, I desired a partner. I did desire that. You know, it was something I was wanting to magnetize and manifest in my life. However, it kind of felt like one of those things that it came out of nowhere, and I was already working on my calling. I had other things going on in my life. And y'all, to be really real with y'all, I didn't realize that I still had certain trigger wounds inside of me until this man came into my life, which was one of the biggest blessings because I healed even more, even deeper in this relationship because he became my mirror, I became his mirror, and we were able to see our own blind spots with each other. And so I would say for the first 2.5 years of our relationship, I was going back to doing the work and realizing that I had some things I needed to face and deal with and confront and heal from. I had some commitment issues that were showing up. I had some fears that were showing up. I had some worries and doubts that were showing up. And so nothing about my process as a single woman, as a single mother, and even dating while I was dating the mister was conventional and was being approved in other people's eyes. In fact, I received a lot of criticism and judgment. And I was thinking today, you guys, I'm working through something in my life currently. There is some things that I desire to create. You know, like, yes, I'm very, very blessed and grateful for the life I have now. And I desire my next level. I desire what's next for me. I desire more. And so I have been in this space of recalling what it's like to be in the process on the way to the promised land. And that's where this live stream came from. And it was inspired from my own moment I had just not too long ago with myself. taking myself through my own process to shift some thoughts and my feelings around some things, and noticed that that came up as a reminder of, like, remember when people were judging you during your process on your way to what you have now. And what that journey ended up becoming was a blueprint. I literally ended up creating a blueprint for love, a blueprint for creating the life you love, a blueprint for self-love, a blueprint for healing, a blueprint for mindset, a blueprint for so many different things that I've created thus far in my life. But when you're in the midst of a process, it doesn't look like you're creating a damn thing. It looks messy. It looks contradictory. It looks unconventional. It looks non-traditional. To spectators, they're wondering, what the hell are you doing? Because they don't see tangible proof or results yet of the things that you're working toward. And right in this moment, it just looks like you're just all over the place. And I say, press on. I say, keep going. I say, keep investing in yourself. I say, keep doing whatever it is that you feel led and guided and inspired to do by God to get you to your promised land. And for you, your promised land may be creating the life of your dreams. For you, your promised land may be creating the relationship of your dreams, or maybe creating the legacy of your dreams. But I say, press on. It's in the process that we create the blueprint to our promised land. The golden nuggets that we receive while we're in the process become invaluable wisdom that we use to navigate and guide us to the promised land, and to maintain and sustain us while we're in the promised land. And, you know, I had some women reach out to me that saw what I shared yesterday. The mister took me on a surprise outing, and you can look back on some posts that I made about what that was and how wonderful it was. And some people are like, how do you get your partner to surprise you like that? Like, that's amazing. And I don't get him to do anything. I don't get him to do anything. You know, it's by his own desire to do things that he knows would make me happy. And that's what we've created. We've co-created a beautiful relationship with each other. We've co-created a beautiful life with each other. And I believe that a big piece of that puzzle was because of the woman I became in my process. The process when I was being talked about, the process when I was being made fun of, the process where I was being judged, the process where all the things that didn't feel good, that hurt, that stung, that confused me, where worry, fear, and doubt started to plague my mind, this is where it was made. I became the woman who magnetized this incredible man into her life, who wants to do things because it makes her happy. And yes, men like that still exist. Healthy men who are not brainwashed by patriarchy and who are not misogynistic exist. It's not an anomaly. We're not an anomaly. It exists. But I believe it was my process that led me here, where I created this beautiful blueprint of how to create the relationship of your dreams, how to create the life of your dreams, how to become the one who magnetizes these experiences into your life, who by your own being inspires your partner to want to co-create a beautiful life with each other. And so when I was in the midst of my own process, and I was being judged, and I was being criticized, and I was being talked about and laughed at, and people were saying all these negative, judgmental, unkind things to and about me, I was still pressing on. I didn't quit. I never gave up on love. I never gave up on wanting to relocate to live in the Sunshine State, where I always wanted to live, because I hate the cold. I didn't want to stay where we were living, which was in Central Illinois, where I'm from. I never gave up. I pressed on and I pressed on and I pressed on, even when I was being talked about, even when I was being judged, even when I was being made fun of, even when people were making fun of me because, oh, here she goes again, dating somebody else. Oh, here she goes. She broke up with them. Oh, here she goes again. I pressed on. I pressed on. And a big piece of the puzzle for me was taking radical responsibility for what I desired to create for myself in my life. I didn't wait for a permission slip to be handed to me. I didn't wait for anybody's approval. I didn't wait for validation. I had so many people say negative things about my partner of choice, the mister, because he is not the same culture as me. We're two different cultures, and so they had their own stereotypes and negative thoughts and opinions about who they thought he was because of his cultural background. And I pressed on, and those same people are reaching back and asking me, how did I create this? How do you get him to do things to make you happy? How do you guys communicate so well? How are you guys so loving and affectionate toward each other? How this, how that? The very people who were judging me when I was in my process, the very people who were talking about me when I was navigating my woes, the very people who had something unkind to say when I was learning my lessons, the very people that want to join you when you get to your promised land. They want to know how you did it. And so when you have a desire in your heart and a dream and a vision in your mind, you hold on to it and you protect it with everything you've got. Regardless of what other people say, regardless of what the naysayers say, regardless of what any negativity that comes your way. I heard so much negativity about having this hope and love still believing in love, still believing that my amazing partner was out there and still believing. And they would call me a fool. Told me my expectations were too high, my standards were too high. You need to lower your standards. You need to lower your standards a little bit. There's no one out there like that. And you're a single mom, and you need to lower your standards. You want too much. You need to lower your standards. Y'all, when I tell you the stuff I heard when I was navigating my process, and it became the blueprint that I now guide other amazing, beautiful, powerful souls through to create the life, love, and legacy of their dreams. You know, Oprah once said that she took the stones that people threw at her and she built what we all see her have today with it. And so when you're in the midst of your own process, whether if you're creating the life, love, or legacy of your dreams, you protect that vision. You guard that desire in your heart. There's a scripture that says that we are to guard our heart. It's not saying that you build the Great Wall of China up and you don't let anybody in and you don't let anything out. I'm not saying that. I'm talking about guarding something that's so sacred to you, because I believe God puts desires in our hearts. I believe, and if you scroll back down on my news feed, you'll see, you know, a few days ago where I talked about the day that my desire for a life partner shifted and when God gave me this desire to have a life partner. I believe God puts the desires we have in our heart. God gives that to us. It's a gift. And it's up to us to protect it. It's up to us to press on and pursue in the midst of our process, even when it doesn't look good, even when we don't see evidence of what we desire coming into fruition, even when we don't see proof of it yet, even when it feels like nothing is working, even when the monkey brain is going off and saying all these negative things to you, even when you're feeling the uncomfortable emotions of frustration in your chest and you're just starting to ask, when? When will it happen for me? When will things change? When will things shift? When will I experience what I desire in my reality? When will it transcend from this desire in my heart to actual experience I'm holding in my hand, something that I'm experiencing in real life? When? And I'm here to tell you to press on. You press on. Don't you give up. Whether if you are looking to create the life and love of your dreams, you already have your person, but you're going through a snafu and it's causing you to experience some big, big frustration and you don't know if you should stay or go, and you don't know if you're turning left or right and you don't know what to do next, and it's affecting the way that you're showing up in your career or your business, it's affecting your productivity, it's affecting your creativity, it's affecting your focus. Trust that whatever you desire in your heart, God meant for you to hold it in your hand. Trust the other side exists. Trust the other side is available. Pursue, persist, press on. Keep going. Don't give up. If I would have given up on what I desired
Sure, I could have built a successful life and threw all my focus and intention and energy into, I'm just gonna be successful and that's it. I don't need nobody. I don't need no relationship. That wasn't what I truly desired. And I was not gonna deny my desires just because people around me were saying that. Had a lot of people around me who were on this whole, I don't need nobody, ain't no good men out there anyway, everybody's just dogs, all people are this, all people are that. I had to block that negativity out and press on and trust that this desire I had in my heart was there by God, it was there for a reason because what I desired existed. And I'm living in the evidence of that now, I'm living in that reality now. And it's funny because the same people who judged my process want to join me in the promised land. They want to know how I did it. How did you create it? How? And the how is what I offer in my coaching. The how is what I offer in the work that I do now, ironically. It's my blueprint. And so if you are looking to either create the relationship of your dreams or you're looking to level up the current relationship that you have, I invite you to join me tomorrow. Tomorrow, y'all, for Crack the Love Code 3-day masterclass. We begin tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you are concerned that you're not going to be able to attend one of the sessions or some of the sessions live, no worries. You do get access to the recordings during the masterclass. All you have to do is get registered for only $88 to join us. Now, if you've been paying attention, you know what the number 8 symbolizes. I was very intentional about creating this masterclass and really pouring love into the intention of this masterclass. And so the 8 is very symbolic for the Mister and I. We met on August 8th, 8-8. And this year we're entering our 8th year together. And so I priced this at $88 because I really wanted to symbolize the love that we have for each other, what we've created. And since this is a love and relationship masterclass, I wanted to just be very intentional about that pricing. And so that is where that number comes from. This is not an angel number thing, okay? This is an intention about honoring the day that we met because I believe that it was a very sacred moment for us. And I really wanted to have some intentionality around this masterclass. And so each day, we are going to cover some powerful, powerful topics to help shift you and help you to crack your own love code. Day one, I'm going to talk about the power of the P. Day two, I'm going to talk about activating your G spot. And day three, I'm going to talk about drop the F bomb. And I know those titles sound juicy, but it is not what you think it is. You're going to have to join, though, to get the deep, deep. Real content that's going to be shared in here. So there's going to be content shared. There's going to be room for some Q&A, and then I'll be giving you guys some journal prompts so that you can anchor in what I'm teaching and you can create some shifts and pivots for yourself. I'm really excited about this. It's going to be powerful. And I believe that what I have created in my life and what my clients have created in their lives is a part of all of us participating in creating new, healthier relationships. It's a big area that I value in the work that I do. This is just a piece of the pie in the work that I do, and so it's not every month that I'm going to be offering a love and relationship program. This is a special time. The Mister and I just had our wedding anniversary last month, and August is when we're coming up on the date of the anniversary of when we met, and so this is just a time where I just was feeling into, you know what, this is a good time to offer something like this. Now, typically other times, sometimes I offer self-love programs, sometimes I offer purpose and calling programs, sometimes I offer faith and mindset programs. And so it just depends on where we're at with the timing of the year and whatnot. But this is not a every month I'm going to be offering this. And so if you're like, oh, I'll just wait till next month, there is no guarantee that next month I'm going to offer this. And so I highly, highly recommend that you get your butt in there now because I don't know when I'm going to do this again. So get in there, get the information, get your breakthrough so you can transform your love and relationships life because this is such a critical and important part of our lives. And I don't believe in leaving any category behind. All categories are welcome on this journey called life. And I believe in being a fulfilled woman. And a fulfilled woman, she is looking at all categories of her life. She's looking at her love and relationships. She's looking at her friendships and her family. She's looking at her health and wellness. She's looking at her career. She's looking at her money. She's looking at her vitality. She's looking at all these categories, because wherever you go, there you are. You are the woman behind it all. And so let's stop sacrificing parts of yourself and parts of your desires and different categories in your life in the name of this current culture we're in. It's the society ebbs and flows. You know, one day it's popular to talk about success and money, and then tomorrow it'll be popular to talk about love and relationships, and then the next day it'll be popular to talk about, you know, nutrition. It just ebbs and flows. And so you just have to decide. You have to be the one to make empowered choices for yourself and decide, is this an area of your life that you value? And if you know that deep down you value this, then get yourself registered. Join me for 3 powerful days. Let's create some breakthroughs for you. Let's create some shifts and some transformation in this area of your life. And you never know what amazing ripple effects it can create as a result. And so I would love to have you join me. The link is provided in the comment section. And if you feel like someone could benefit from this information, you know someone who may either love to hear more about the masterclass, or maybe you think I shared something during this live stream that would really, really benefit someone. If you could share this, that would mean a lot to me. And I will see you all tomorrow for day 57. And for those of you who are joining me for the Crack the Love Code Masterclass, I'll see you tomorrow as well. All right. Y'all have an amazing rest of your day, and I'll see y'all soon. Take care now.
Thank you for listening to this episode. Please make sure to subscribe, like, share, and leave your review for the podcast. To learn more, go to www.cassandraaustin.com.